Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
From TJ Oshie's retirement celebration, boy, did the Capitals put on a heck of a party for their great legendary wing who helped them win a Stanley Cup. All I keep thinking, Danny, is if that was the Oshie retirement celly, what is the Ovechkin one going to look like? You got to go bigger.
Yeah. I talked to Derek Forrest, our buddy from DC News Now, asked me that same question. Junks talked about it. Like, if that's the baseline, and God, we love TJ Oshie. I'm not knocking TJ Oshie. Heart and soul guy. But the dude that's 22nd in points in team history got a beautiful, wonderful, generous, awesome send-off, well-deserved and incredible.
The correct send-off.
Yeah, what do you do for the greatest goal scorer ever to live? What do you do for the guy that is responsible for youth hockey participation in this region? I don't know.
Likeability out the wazoo for TJ Oshie. If you want to talk popularity and just, what is the presidential term? The approval rating for TJ Oshie, it's one of the highest that we've ever had for a DC athlete based on how he conducts himself and plays. But we caught up with him. I want to talk about other athletes that could be on the same level as him, maybe on the other side of this conversation, but we wanted to play some of it for you. This was Oshie from just after he gave his very emotional speech on Monday.
I'm better now. That was hard.
That's not easy, right?
That was a tough one, man.
That you were probably dreading that most of the day, in a sense. I mean, just the speech part of it, and because that's hard to get through.
Yeah, no, I've been editing that thing for the last couple of days, and today, this right before we left, was the first time I read it out loud, and I was getting choked up in my office by myself, and so I was like, oh boy,
yeah,
here we go. But I saw Ryan Zimmerman, who him and Backy were all neighbors. We got a little triangle around our preschool, and he's obviously been through it, and I just saw him on the way up here, and he's like, it's so much harder when you got everyone right there and you're looking at him. So,
and everyone's staring at you, right?
I know. Yeah. I know. I do not like to be the center of attention. It's so much better when it's like Ovi and you're here for Ovi's stuff, and then you can do, like, you know, the interviews after, but yeah, when you're on there, it's tough.
I'm sure this is a day, while not one that you look forward to necessarily, that you know is coming inevitably for some period of time. What a fitting venue for it. We're at the Fountain, where you guys celebrated the Cup 7 years ago, and there are thousands of Caps fans out here cheering for you. It's hard to do better than this for a day like today.
No, it is. It's hard to do better than this. And we, I actually reached out to Sergey, our PR guy, who's one of the best in the biz, and I asked him. I was like, hey, how does this work? Should I just put something on social media, or do you want to make a press release? And he's like, no, let's do something great. He's like, you mean a lot to the organization and the city. Let's do something with everyone involved. So he kind of took the reins on this thing. He was asking me some dates, and I was like, well, June 9th is like the day that we went.
So
in the Fountain.
I said, whoever, that was my idea. That's big.
That was you. My idea. Amazing. I was like, why don't we do it then? I mean, June 7th is such a big day because not only did we win the Cup, I was the best man of a bachelor party that I had planned that started on June 7th. So my best friend's bachelor party started that day. My brother's birthday and my father-in-law's birthday is all June 7th. And so I knew the timeline pretty well, and I was like, hey, I don't want to take anything away from the team on June 7th. Let's maybe do the fountain, and it worked out.
How I think people have such a hard time understanding, right? The on ice stuff is what we get to see as fans, but you referenced it in your speech and then talking to Joe B and Locker. It's the things that no one ever gets to see with your teammates in the room and those kind of memories. Just how unique an experience is that when you kind of look back on your career, all the guys that you get to know in this really unique thrown together family where you guys see each other more than your actual families a lot of times for months on end.
Yeah, it really is a special thing. And, you know, I can't imagine being in a place where the whole team doesn't love each other and doesn't love the little things like going out for a beer when the plane lands, you know, real quick before dinner, or hanging out in the locker room for longer than your wife would like you to. Like, it's a special place, and you don't get to see it as a fan, but that's where the team comes together. That's where we get close. That's why we have success on the ice. It's really hard to be a good team and a good playoff team when everyone's kind of going their own ways and there's a click over here, and you know, sometimes based on like where you're from, you know, there's whatever, Russians over here, Americans, other Europeans, whatever it is, dads, young guys. The best teams that I've been on, and most of the team, almost all of them here, we've all been one. And you just don't get that anywhere else. I don't care if you're playing in your country club's member tournament or if you're in a tennis club or a book club. It's not like the team. So that's something that I'll always miss. And my most cherished memories is not on the ice. It's in the locker room.
Thought it was fitting you talked about that early July date, 16, when you got traded to the Capitals. And we don't know what that's like. Most people can't relate to that. But there's a closing of the book that we don't think about for you in St. Louis that's really emotional. But, man, if it didn't change your career in so many ways for the better. I mean, what did you know about the organization? Like, what were your thoughts about the Caps as you came here? Because now you'll be synonymous with this team forever.
I think when you're out west, especially in my younger years, you didn't see the East that much. And even to this day, you still don't. I think back then, sometimes they weren't even in town. So I didn't know a lot except for Alex Ovechkin was here and Nicklas Backstrom was here. I think it's out there. I'm not like a big hockey nerd. I'm not watching every game. And that's really all I knew besides a couple other guys. I knew about Johnny playing with him in the Olympics. But other than that, it was hard. I mean, their words, not mine, but you know, I was considered one of the fan favorites in St. Louis. And all we had talked about was, what's the problem? Why can't we beat Chicago? Why can't we beat LA? And then when you're the guy that gets traded, it's like, whoa, they think it's me. And so that was a tough pill to swallow. But like I said in my speech, I mean, Mac right away, the excitement in his voice when I talked to him, and then the next couple of days with the fans, with Foz, with Blaine Forsythe, our power play coach, bringing me right in. He's like, I need to show you a couple things.
Wow.
And he's like, you're going to be perfect for this spot. And I was like, yes, I'm not even on the first power play in St. Louis. This is going to be great. and so, you know, in my last year in St. Louis, I felt like I was kind of getting, you know, pushed out a little bit, playing time wise and not team wise. The guys were really great to me. I love them. Fans were amazing. But I was going through a rough time. I really was. My daughter was just born. She was born with gastroschisis. So we were in the NICU for the first 3 weeks of her life. And I was navigating being a new father. And the trade really, it honestly changed my life and really jump-started the last half of my career.
DJ, this has been a real treat, man. It was awesome to watch you. Congrats on getting through it, too, in addition to the next chapter of your life, man. Well-earned, my friend.
Thank you so much. It was, yeah. Trust me, I was choked up there. Thank God I had the lemonade with me. That was a tough one.
Delicious lemonade.
Yeah.
Why didn't you drink the lemonade right through your dress shirt?
I should. Fans ask me all the time, and I tell them I'm saving it for cup celebrations only.
Okay.
But now that that's out, who knows?
Well, we had bets on whether you're going to jump in the fountain today. You showed up in the white pants.
And we knew it was gone.
No fountain.
I was I'm still prepared. It's honestly looks refreshing, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
You and the fountain. That story is old as time, man. Yeah. You guys get in the same place. You just start staring at each other. Thank you. Means a lot to get you on for a couple minutes. And congrats, seriously.
Thank you.
Yeah, congrats.
You thanks, boys.
TJ Oshie, we talked a lot on Monday about why he's so beloved. I think it's just that people watched him and they knew how much fun he was having and how much he cared. Who else in DC sports right now has that level of likability? Doesn't have to be a superstar, an all-star, one of the better players necessarily, although Oshie was a really good one and one of the best on the team for years, helped them win a championship. But if we're just talking approval rating, who are some of the guys that have the highest? First guy that came to mind for me was Terry McLaurin.
That's a good one. Different personalities, certainly, but you know, McLaurin, a little bit, I don't want to say more soft-spoken, because it's not as if Oshie was constantly out in front doing interviews
similar,
and stuff.
Honestly. McLaurin's but, a little bit less of a like life of the party guy, though.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the one leading them into the fountain. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
He's just kind of...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I will say some of the locker room audio and stuff that comes out, he seems to be, when he's just around the guys in private, maybe more outspoken. But he seems, at least what we get to see, to be pretty reserved, whereas Oshie's more of a wild card, like fun, the guy that you got to watch at the party because he's going to jump off the thing from really high up or whatever.
Right. It's like, hey, look over there. And next thing you know, he like swaps out your soda for a beer. I mean, yeah, I don't think there are any wizards right now because they're so young and they're not really letting their hair down just yet, right? And nobody really wants to hear about your personality when you're losing 60 games. But you know, Jordan Poole would be that way, honestly. If they were good, you know, a quirky kind of march to your own beat
you would
type
consider
guy,
him ultra likable or very high approval rating.
So if they were really good, then maybe you could see it. But my point is, there's nobody on the Wizards right now that I would put in there.
Yeah, because I don't. Yeah, I wouldn't have him on my list.
Like, to me, I'm not interested in it because you're losing 60 games.
I was going to say, I think he's actually polarizing.
So,
takes bad shots. Yeah, like, people don't enjoy his game frequently. But anyway.
Yeah, so for the football team, I mean, obviously, Jaden Daniels is the first guy. Just the everything is the grinning and humble and kind and aw shucks and while he's out there trying to kill you, you know, like as an opponent. That one comes to mind. But I think McLaurin might be the best comp.
McLaurin's a good one. The other one I would have come up with, I think James Wood is closing in on this too, in that not only, maybe the problem is like stardom is destined, whereas Oshie was more really good, like will over skill type guy to some extent. And I don't want to take away from him. Oshie was very skilled, but never scored 40 goals, only scored 30 goals once. You know, you think about it like from a home run perspective, James Wood's going to be a 35 home run guy in his first full season in the majors maybe this year. But I think the way he handles himself, he is almost energyless off of the field. You know, he's very quiet, very reserved. I've really taken to, like, enjoy his personality and getting to know him and talk to him a little bit in the clubhouse now and seeing his big smile. But, I mean, he's likable in that sense. Like, I'm not sure that there's ever been a more unassuming, casual, great, great player that I've been around.
Right. The guy that I would say could be this, and again, not the same as Oshie exactly, but the fun-loving, goofy, pretty good player, could be here for a long time. If Nathaniel Lowe had come up through this organization and had been here for a while and, you know, would have a 10-year Nationals run where he's mostly a middle of the order bat, playing a good first base, like, that dude is hilarious, funny, life of the party. Doesn't quite look like everybody else. You know, he's not the chiseled athlete with the rock solid abs and, you know, 4% body fat running around there. Looks like a dude that got lost from the keg party that's hitting the middle of the order for you. You know, like, that guy would be a fan favorite, I think, if he was here for longer.
Definitely. Nonchalant for James Wood is the word I'm thinking of. Mm-hmm. Like, just a guy that is so unassuming and casual. And I think that translates to likable. Even on MLB Network yesterday, I went back and I got to see a couple of the clips of him and C.J. Abrams. They were in Secaucus at the TV headquarters. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like he leveled up. He didn't, like, put on...
Let me ramp it up for TV.
He wasn't like, let me turn up the energy and put on a big show for television. He was just James Wood. I'm just here, like, I'm talking to my buddies. There's not going to be a whole lot of excitement oozing from me, but he's pleasant, he's friendly, but... Yeah. I just kind of, his demeanor is outstanding. I love it. And it's part of why I think he's had the success he has it at such a young age.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.